Hi, welcome to the Widow's Mind on Anchor Podcast. Yes, Widow's Mind is a program that is designed to help the widow on issues and everything that has to do with her. This is where we bring the energy back to the life of the widow, having lost her loved one. My name is Regina Crisogbodo. Take a break. When we return, we continue. Now, welcome back. If you're just joining me, my name is Regina Crisogbodo, aka Mama Reg. I'm the anchor person for The Widow's Mind, your regular program on the podcast. That's talking about your podcast program on the Anchor Podcaster device. I'd like you to, let me just take my time to tell you to please share this particular recording in case you meet it. Specifically, I would love it if you would do me this favor by sharing it with a widow, a widower, or even the child of a widow. That would do a great deal because it's, I promise you, the content in here will rejuvenate and help someone get out of our pain. Thank you. Okay, we are the first podcast. Last week we talked about the lessons learned in 2020, and I'll be continuing with one of the lessons. Don't forget that I said at the last program, I talking about my podcast, I said never give up, never ever. 2020 actually taught us not to ever give up. So what is the next lesson that you learned in 2020? I might need you to actually drop your comments later on after listening to this particular podcast. But here is what we're going to talk about. 2020, not only, you know, not just giving up as apart from the word resilience, doggedness, die-hardness, high-handedness, and all anything that has to do with persistence and patience. That's what I'm talking about, you know, not giving up. Also, 2020 actually taught us to choose our battles wisely, because 2020 came in like a deluge with loads of, you know, not just because it was COVID-19, but the consequence were hydro-headed, if you agree with me. A lot of, of course, some people lost their jobs, some people lost their life, their family, their family members' lives. And so you can imagine that it was like a merry-go-round situation where a lot of issues arose just as a result of the COVID-19. So what does it tell us? It taught us, me particularly, that there is a need to learn how to fight. And because of that, priorities were made. I know of businesses that had to prioritize on their staff strength. They had to prioritize on which staff should remain. Some were laid off. You might say it was very unfair, but that was the situation. Some had to be made to go home, not only staying at home, they were made to work from home, and some were given jobs that became a multitasking kind of a job. So loads of things actually came off as a result of it. And that told us that these people, what do? They actually took their time to choose their battles. They didn't need to. They didn't need to use sentiments. And so that's that kind of analogy I'd like you to look at from the perspective of a widow. If 2020 taught you or you and I how to choose our battles, what would happen in 2021? Because whether we like it or not, for those of us, of course, if you've been following the news, there had been a new wave. In fact, the story is that are fearful, unfortunately, of the fact that there's a variant of this disease that is going on. So what does that mean? It tells us to be choosy in what we actually make as a priority. As a widow, what is your priority? I might not be able to tell you what should be, but I could advise. Your priority is first your life. I tell my children, this is how I describe our situation in the house. I say it's like one having two eyes and losing one of it. And so you have only one eye. If it were two ears, you lost one. You have one ear. If it were two legs, you have one. So what that means is actually, it was a It was daddy and mommy doing things, but now it's only mommy. So what does that mean? Mommy has to protect herself. And in case you don't have, you know, I always want to assume that widows, because majority actually have children. But in case you don't, you might be of the older side. What does that mean? You need to live your life. You need your life to be, you know, longer, better, and healthier. So what do? Your concern from the lessons of last year as a widow is to take care of, to live. I'm not talking about survive. I mean live. A lot of people are just surviving. And so anything can happen to them. But if you choose to live, what means is that you choose your eating habit. You choose your social habits in terms of where you go, what you do with people, how you allow people within your purview, your circle. You have to work on that. If we must go far this year, apart from the fact that I've always not taken, I've not disregarded, I'm always one for the God factor, but there is also a responsibility that I know that God will not take up until we decide to do it ourselves. And that is choosing one of your battles. And on the top of the list of choosing your battles, choose to live. Choose to live. Think about your health. A lot of us are sedentary because of the COVID. We must be indoors. What do? In choosing to live, begin to think of exercising. Begin to think about cutting on foods or, you know, diets that would add weight to your body. I unfortunately lost a very dear friend, and that's my suspicion. One of the reasons that could have added, and of course, a neighbor also explained to me how a friend of her husband died as a result of the weight that he had. So it was any other reason that came was as a result of the underlying factor that he had so much weight. So what do? Shed off some weight. That is a way to go about dealing and choosing your battles. There are battles also when it comes to social lifestyle. These days, you hardly will find people wearing clothes because you hardly go out. Can you, if you're such a widow that loves clothing, can you begin to think of cutting down on them? To think of cutting down on some of the nations, like in African nations, because we do not have the privilege so high. The tendency is that we lower our guards. So we think that it doesn't happen. But we get to hear news every day, and some of us, we know people that were affected and had lost their lives as a result of the COVID. What do? You cut down on partying, attending of parties. There's nothing that says that it's cast in stone that every invite should be honored, as it were. Apologize nicely and move on. You need to live for your children. You need to live for yourself. Your life is very, very important. And of course, the biggest one, so to say, after talking about staying alive, is money. The lessons we learned, choosing your battles, what do you need money for, should be on the topmost of your part. I don't think that no one doesn't know how to, you know, this particular rule, but the truth of it, the practicality is actually the challenge with a lot of us. Some of us have a lifestyle that we've been living but prior to 2020. Some have even been disillusioned, thinking that, okay, 2020 has passed, life has come on. But we do hear this particular phrase, new normal. New normal. So if there is a new normal, I think even in your spending habit, your spending habit also needs to have a new normal lifestyle. So in choosing your battles, choose what to buy, what not to buy, at what time, and even where to buy it. If you're a regular of a so close any supermarket around, begin to think of supermarkets that are actually friendly, they're pocket friendly. Begin to think of them. These are things that you would do that would help you to deal with choosing the kinds of fight that you would choose. And after that, what do you think? I'm just wondering, what would you think would be the next thing to do when it comes to learning from the year 2020? And of course, the subtopic today is choosing your battles. It's not every fight you fight. I'm wondering if you have anything to add to it, which is where I'm going to stop. I might need you to do that. Of course, I really would crave that you would do that. Drop your comment. Let me know what you learned from the from what 2020 taught us, apart from what I said, staying resilient and just talking about not giving up. And today we talked about choosing your battles rightly. I'm wondering, and I know you have loads of them, apart from taking care of your health, apart from taking care of your money, what are other things that would help you to choose your battles, to show that indeed last year, you do not, the experience of last year, you do not want it repeated? Because all of these things that we talked about, they are actually within our power. It's within our will. The disease is not within our will, but we can afford not to go near it if we understand how to keep up with the social distancing. Well, as I await your comments, don't forget, share. And the Widow's Mite is also on Instagram. All you need to do, follow me at _ The Widow's Mite. I have a page on Facebook page that's talking about The Widow's Mite. Just like the page, share it. We all need one another. This is a critical moment in human history. We need to help ourselves. We need to take care of it. We need to love one another. And don't forget, like I say, the factor that keeps me going is the Jesus factor. That is my belief. Like we say, you've got the power. And the power we're talking about in the Widow's Mite, the might has to do with the God and, of course, the Jesus Christ that we actually believe in and whom we take instructions from. Thank you very much for joining me on this particular episode. Follow me, like my page, like my Instagram page, and, of course, follow me on Anchor Podcast. I will appreciate it. Share and share and share. Once again, my name is Regina Chris Obodo, speaking to you live from Lagos, Nigeria. In case you're wondering where Nigeria is, which I don't expect you to, it's in Africa. It's in Africa. Bye till we see or we meet again next time.